Let's start with one slow and deep breath and find our center. When we're centered in the body, we can be aware of tension so that we can let go. It helps to do this regularly to prevent tension from building up and wearing us down. Today's topic is stress and pressure and the difference between them. We sometimes hear things like, she has a stressful job. The implication is that the job is to blame when the worker is having trouble coping. But is that usually the case? One of my neighbors was working only 12 hours a week when he had a burnout. Knowing him a bit, I knew that the stress did not come from the outside. It came from the inside. He could get into a heated argument with himself in the course of a friendly conversation with me. Let's explore the difference between stress and pressure a bit more. Pressure comes from the outside. Think of a pressure cooker. Yet not everything turns into pulp in a pressure cooker. A tomato would perhaps last a minute. A glass jar, on the other hand, could spend a whole day or more in that hissing environment without any ill effects. There is no doubt that there are high-pressure jobs and high-pressure environments. There are situations where there is pressure to perform. Yet the effect of this outside pressure is not the same on all of us. Which are you more like, a tomato or a glass jar? This is an important question because it determines how you react to pressure. In turn, how you react to pressure is the level of stress you feel. Here's a question to ponder. Am I internalizing the pressure? Am I centered in myself, or is my center shifting towards others so that now I'm accepting another's view of reality? When we hurry, we lose our center. We're trying to conform to some outside norm. There's a difference between a basketball player running to the end of the court with speed and grace and a time-stressed person hurrying to get out of the house and misplacing her keys in the process. The basketball player is in flow. The harried person is in over her head and feeling awkward. The basketball player is centered. The harried person has lost her center. The basketball player's body and mind are one. The harried person has more adrenaline, cortisol, and caffeine running through her veins than blood, as the Urban Dictionary so elegantly puts it. Pressure can be especially hard on perfectionists. Perfectionism finds an ally in outside pressure and joins forces with it. It internalizes the pressure. It identifies with it. Perhaps you have noticed this. It is the nice people who burn out unexpectedly. Being Superwoman or Superman has a downside. Where does mindfulness fit in all this? Mindfulness makes it possible to distinguish between actual outside pressure and your own feelings about it. If you have thoughts like, this is terrible, I don't think I can handle this, be aware that these feelings are your own creation. It is not part of a job description to brood like that. Just do it, as the t-shirt logo says. Thoughts about feelings and feelings about thoughts fritter away your psychic force and drain your energy. Take a deep mindfulness breath, drop it, and move on. Perhaps you see yourself as a thinker. Being a thinker has been glorified, isn't it? We see thinking as the highest activity of the human brain. Yet at work and even at home, you need to be a doer. At work, thinking can often be a distraction. You see, there is integrated thinking and distracted thinking. When you're absorbed in work, the thinking you do is integrated with what you're doing. But when you start daydreaming, it isn't. It is a distraction. Mindfulness is the practice of recognizing these two different types of thinking. The people I see in mindfulness groups complain about overthinking a lot. According to the psychologist Susan Nolan Hoeksema, women overthink more than men. Perhaps that's the source of their resourcefulness as well as a weakness. The real question, however, is who is running the show, you or your brain? Like all other organs, your brain is there to contribute to your happiness and your well-being. If it isn't doing that, fire that brain. Or better, have a heart-to-mind talk. The brain can forget about the whole organism and just follow its own agenda and do thinking for its own sake is an insight. Yet the brain isn't the only organ that does that. Our taste buds do it also. When they do it, we eat too much or eat the wrong kinds of food or both. When the taste buds follow their own agenda without regard for the well-being of the whole organism, they can even kill us. The sex organs do it as well, and in the process sometimes they destroy relationships and break up families. They create unhappiness rather than happiness for the whole organism while making themselves happy. This is the opposite of a holistic vision. Mindfulness is an indispensable practice for promoting holistic thinking. It prevents us from being the mind's slave. Take a deep breath now and notice what your mind is doing. Is it ruminating? Is it daydreaming? Or is it moving you forward in life? Is your mind busy noticing what is wrong with this moment or what is right with it? Is it moaning or is it celebrating life? Is your mind being a tomato or a glass jar? It's well possible that you need a life change, such as a move or a change of job. I'm not disputing that. But please, you be the judge, not a nagging, complaining brain. Make time for contemplating change, and not just contemplating it, but also working on it actively. By perhaps improving your CV, by writing application letters, and things like that. Just thinking about change without this kind of action will not solve any problems. It will only make you unhappy. Pressure, we all have it. And we need it too. Right now, if you are at sea level, you're experiencing 14.7 pounds per square inch of atmospheric pressure. That's a considerable amount, but we cannot live without it. If you find yourself in space without that pressure, your lungs will rupture. Oxygen in the rest of your body will expand so that you'll balloon up to twice your normal size. The surfaces of your tongue and your eyes will boil and you'll die in 90 seconds. You see, we're made for pressure and we thrive under a certain amount of pressure. Studies show that we're happier at work than while engaged in passive leisure, such as when we're watching TV. With mindfulness, we can avoid turning pressure into stress. Stress comes from attitude toward pressure. People who run marathons and climb mountains create pressure for themselves because they enjoy it. As a result, their attitude toward the task is different. Mindfulness involves self-monitoring. With self-monitoring, we can be aware when pressure turns into stress. And with one deep breath, we can deflate those feelings of stress. And then, self-monitoring turns into self-regulation.